Hey, listen, I want to brag you up a little bit first because the members of the band, you're all so accomplished. So maybe I'll brag you up a bit and then you can do the same for your bandmates. You're super talented guy, producer, vocalist, writer, composer, instrumentalist, and some of the names you've worked with, incredible. Celine Dion, David Foster, Sheena Easton, Loverboy, Michael Bolton, Nelly Furtado. Oh, and you're also still paying it forward by mentoring young talent right here on the island. You've sung some of the biggest songs on some of the biggest stages, but you've also sung some of the very shortest songs as well, and maybe more of those than anybody on the planet.
I may still lay claim to singing the most jingles of anyone in North America. At least that was my claim to fame for a while. If you've ever heard things like... United Furniture Warehouse. That was me.
How did that start, and how does that continue?
I got hired as a vocalist decades ago now to do background vocals on albums and so on, and just sort of morphed into doing jingles and soundtracks and album projects and stuff like that. So a lot of people who have no idea how I look, they know how I sound.
Isn't that funny? It's like being a radio host, kind of.
It's like being a radio guy, exactly.
And what's that like for you? I mean, I know it's, as artists, to hear your song on the radio is a big deal. Do you get that same kind of charge when you hear one of the jingles you worked on?
I do. Last time my wife and I went to Maui, we were driving around, and I said, oh, that's me. You know, there's that shopping center is me, and that sushi restaurant is me. And like I say, you may know my voice. You have no idea who I am or what I look like.